This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Visitors spent a record $10 billion in Denver in 2023, according to a new report. Here's CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
That's more than 9% higher than the year before, according to travel consulting firm Longwoods International. More than half of visitors stayed overnight. Coloradans accounted for the largest share of visitors to the state's capital, followed by Californians and Texans. When it comes to expenses, transportation like rental cars was the biggest, followed by lodging. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The numbers are down for homicides in El Paso County last year. KRCC's Charlie Sutherland has more.
38 fewer people died from homicide in 2023 compared to the previous year. The report says most of the 50 homicide deaths came during altercations of some kind. Nearly three-quarters involved firearm use. Other leading circumstances for homicide include domestic violence situations and death during the execution of another crime. The leading natural cause of death in 2023 is cardiovascularly related, while chronic alcohol was second, nearly half as many. Charlie Sutherland, KRCC News.
The National Park Service is contributing more than $150,000 toward preserving the site of the 1914 Ludlow Massacre. CPR's Dan Boyce explains the attack on mine workers north of Trinidad is considered a turning point in the history of the U.S. labor movement.
The grant money will go to the United Mine Workers of America. The organization will oversee the preservation and interpretation of the site in Ludlow, where 21 people were killed. National Guard troops affiliated with the Colorado Fuel and Iron Company attacked after miners in southern Colorado went on strike over working hours and miner safety. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Denver and Colorado Springs have highs near 90 and a chance for rain this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.